Let's talk about the person who saved more human lives in human history than anyone else to walk on the face of this planet. This is the person who died in 2005. And when he died, someone wrote the following, yet almost no one knew about him. Saw him on television or read about him in newspapers or magazines. His anonymity, in comparison with Madonna, Michael Jackson, Jose Canseco, or an assortment of grade B actors, tells us something about our societies and media's concepts of celebrity, much less of the heroic. Who is this man? Maurice Hillman. Maurice Hillman was an American microbiologist who specialized in vaccinology. He developed over 40 vaccines in his lifetime. Vaccines for mumps, chickenpox, measles, rubella, hepatitis A and B. He developed the vaccine for mumps actually after his daughter, Geraldine, came down with mumps. That was the quickest it ever took to develop a vaccine. It took 4 years. He did it alone. Hillman was so committed to eradicating these terrible and devastating human diseases that he carried around with him in his pocket the list of diseases that he wanted to remove from the face of the earth. What a human being. The Stanford immunologist Mark Davies, he has called vaccines the single most life-saving medical innovation ever in the history of medicine. Now let's fast forward to today. We are witnessing the miraculous creation of the coronavirus at breakneck speed. And we live in an incredible technological age of technological advancement and discovery, and yet it feels like we are returning to the dark ages and medieval times. Anti-vaxxers were floating around before corona, but somehow now they've exploded all over the internet. Are there risks about the coronavirus? Yes, of course there are risks. There are risks in any medical procedure that a person participates in, whether it's heart surgery, to taking Acamol, to having a colonoscopy, of course there are risks. There are risks when I get into my car. There are risks when I ride my bike. There are risks when I go to work. There are risks when I get out of bed. Everything entails some form of risk. Are there questions that we have? How did they manage to develop this vaccine so quickly? Yes, there absolutely are questions. But who says that we are experts to be able to determine what's too quick and what's too slow? Suddenly, we live in an age when everybody thinks they are a scientific and medical expert. Oh, it doesn't make sense that they've developed a vaccine so fast. Well, it doesn't make sense to you. Who are you? Who am I? Who are we to think that we understand the science better than the experts? Tell someone living in the 1920s who's traveled across the Atlantic taking 2 or 3 weeks, tell them one day it will take 10 hours to travel from Yerushalayim to New York. He won't believe you. It's impossible. Then suddenly we have a discovery called the airplane, which enables people to do this. So there are things that are beyond our understanding. I was debating with another rabbi about this vaccine and how we should address this to our communities. And he said, well, do you understand how mRNA works, this specific vaccine technology? And I said, no, the truth is I don't understand it at all, but it doesn't matter what I understand, because we rely on scientific experts when it comes to this. So Shlomo Avinair tells us, he says, he addresses the concern about people who think that there's a risk involved. He says, Yeshomim v'yeshomim, anachnu lo rufim. There are those who say this and that. Everything's on the internet, but we are not doctors, and we have to listen to the medical professionals. And what's happened is that we're living in an age where we are so complacent about these things. We no longer recognize the importance of these discoveries. We're very blessed that we've grown up in a world where we've never seen a child paralyzed by polio. We've never seen that with our own eyes. Maybe people, our grandparents perhaps, but we haven't, because polio, Baruch Hashem, is gone from the world because of the miracle of vaccinations, of this scientific discovery. And it is so irresponsible for people to spread misinformation. The human idiocy is spreading faster than coronavirus. It's a very scary and frightening situation. And it reminds me of a terribly profound insight of Rav Yitzchak Huttner in his Pachad Yitzchak. Rav Huttner is addressing the following contradiction that we have in Torah literature. On the one hand, we know that the world was created perfectly by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayar Elohim ki tov me'od. The Torah tells us Hashem sees the world as good, very good in fact. Hashem says in the sixth day of creation. On the other hand, we have what appears to be a very philosophical machloket between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. In Masechet Erevin, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Bet, they're debating, is it better to have been created or never to have been created? What's the lot of man and human tragedy and human condition? And we conclude, Nimnu v'gamru, Noach lo la'adam shelo nivra, yoter mishenivra, better to have never to have lived and never been created. Even Beit Hillel agrees with this, but they're more optimistic worldview. Achshav shenivra, yifat fesu ma'asav, now that we're created, we should try to do tshuva, try to improve our ways. Now, Rafunder tries to resolve this contradiction, and he says, if you want to understand this, you have to understand that Vayar Elohim ki tov me'od is referring to bechira chofshit, to man's free will. Now, it's interesting that the Gemara in Masechet Brachot tells us, Hakol bidei shamayim chutz miyirat shamayim. Everything is in God's hands, except for yirat shamayim. Yirat shamayim, in this case, is referring to man's free will to choose bechira chofshit. Now, why is Bechira Chofshit connected to Yir'ah, to fear? And Rav Huttner explains that if a person does not understand the destruction they can cause in the world, then it's Noach lo v'adam shelo nivra, better for him to never have been created. But once we recognize our power to do good and also bad, our power to destroy things, then Vayar Elohim ki tov me'od. When we have that Yir'ah, when we have that fear, that reverence, and the awareness of how dangerous we truly can be, then Vayar Elohim ki tov me'od. And it's only after that point that the world is considered good, and it's good that man, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave man bechira chofshit. When a person sends a text message, when we send a message online questioning vaccine science, we are sending venom, nothing less than venom. We are causing destruction. We are sowing doubt in one of the greatest technologies in the history of mankind. It reminds me as well in this parasha that Yosef, he sends Agalot to tell Yaakov that he is still alive. And we read in Breishit, Perek Memhei, Pasuk of Zayin, Vayar et Agalot, Asher Shalach Yosef, Vaseit Atov Atachi Ruach Yaakov Avihem. Yaakov sees the Agalot, the wagons, and his spirit is revived. What's unique about these agalot? Rashi explains that the last thing that Yaakov taught Yosef was the mitzvah of egla arufa, of breaking, killing the calf. Whenever the person who died, we don't know who killed him. He's found, his body is found, and we measure it to the closest city, and we kill an egla arufa. We kill an egla in that space, in that area. There are different explanations for why we do this. But it's Dafka Beit Din who does this. And Beit Din says the following, we didn't spill the blood here, and that's why we're bringing this to everybody's attention, the Rambam explains. That's why we do Egla Arufa. And the Gemara questions, whoever thought that Beit Din, the leaders, the Zekeinim, the Talmidei Chachamim, that they're the ones who committed this murder, Chas V'Shalom. But it is possible that this person passed through their city, and he wasn't given proper attention, he wasn't taken care of, nobody reached out to him. The mitzvah Egla Arufa teaches us that we need to expand our sense of human responsibility. We need to expand our circle of control. Rather than saying it's someone else's problem, it's our problem. It's on our shoulders. It's our responsibility. To be a leader means to recognize that you have the power to create and destroy. This is what Yosef is communicating to Yaakov. Yaakov Avi. He's telling him, I'm the leader of Mitzrayim, and I still understand the lesson that you taught me about leadership, about recognizing my power and my sense of responsibility. But Egla Arufa teaches us even more, that even just to save one life, the importance of one life, even a person, we may not have known who he was just passing through our city, we have a responsibility to take care of him. All the more so, Rabotai, in our generation, we have a responsibility to tell the truth, to dispel darkness when it comes to misinformation about vaccines. We have the responsibility because it's so concerning, and this is what keeps me up at night, our ability to destroy everything good in our society through misinformation, through distortion of the truth. I want to bring this together. We just observed on Friday, Asra B'Tevet, Yom HaKadish HaKlali. This is a day the Rabbanu teaches us that we need to mourn all those who were killed in the Holocaust, whose names we don't even know, whose bodies we have not found yet. And there's an incredible story, because there's a family by the name of the Burla family who managed to survive the Holocaust. They were in Salonika, and Salonikan Jewry was destroyed, was wiped out. 90% of Salonikan Jews were Sfaradim Dafka, were killed in the Holocaust. This family, the Burla family, managed to escape this, the wife and husband. 1951, they had a son. They named him Avraham, and in English, Albert. Albert went on to become a veterinarian and received a doctorate. He moved to America, joined a company by the name of Pfizer, moved up very quickly in the company, and ultimately became the CEO of Pfizer. And Albert Burla, who lit the Hanukkah candles just a few weeks ago, is responsible for Pfizer's vaccine, which Baruch Hashem is saving already many, many lives today. And this vaccine from the son of a Holocaust survivor is going to be sent around the world. It's come to Israel. It's going to be sent even to Germany to save lives of German Jewry. And why is this so important? Because we, Am Yisrael, we are the people who love life. Anachnu ohavim chayim. We are the people who fought, who struggled through the Holocaust to build Medinat Yisrael. We are the people who keep living. We are the people who cherish every moment of life, because life is holy and it's such a blessing to be able to live. We are the people who do this. And we are the people who need to dispel the darkness and the distortion and the misinformation on the internet. We are the people who fought conspiracy theories about the Jewish people and anti-Semitism throughout the generations. It is our responsibility to fight misinformation, to fight the falsehoods, to fight darkness. We all need to be in on this. And just a psychologically important idea. Now, it's hard to engage in a debate on Facebook with anti-vaxxers. But what you can do is show a picture of yourself receiving the vaccine. Encourage those around you to do it. We need to create a culture, a positive culture, where everybody wants to do this. May we be zocha to push back the forces of darkness, misinformation. May we need to vanquish this. Or chadash al tzion ta'ir. We need to be the bearers of light in the world. We are responsible. We are responsible to bring truth to this important discussion. We are responsible. We are responsible for bringing light to the world. And Be'ezrat Hashem, this vaccine will save many, many lives. And we will be able to return to normal, to return to the Beit Knesset, to daven together. Everybody should be in good health. Amen. Can you hear it?